Sudden Trellises. These are a series of 76.5 visual poems which came about through a conversation with Welsh poets Gerard Manley Hopkins and George Herbert. And I used the poems as a way of probing my own faith, which was reenacted by an incident in Battersea Park when the sky broke for the first time in years when I'd actually spoken to God. And just at that moment, a cottager had followed me into the bushes with a very different set of thoughts, and this kind of Benny Hill meets Thomas Aquinas episode happened. But I continued the conversation with God, and I wrote this sequence over 3 months in London, Liverpool, Berlin, Brighton, parts of Wales and Glasgow. And light is used in the poems as a way of measuring God's presence or possible presence. And I chart in the poems how Hopkins and Herbert used light to measure their faith too. 28. The thing about faith is that even if you're proved right, it's too late to go back. What if the payoff is like a discount card? Loyalty kudos without the benefits. After this life, past the grill of the sink where human luminescence is no longer power. Sun fade on the third reprint of For the Unfallen, a lino cut with an orange tan. Can the night be crawled inside? I thought so once. He died in the night. How did he get in? Was it too black to breathe? Or did the night take him in under the cover of starlight? Perhaps dying in the night is just the amnesiac's excuse for not going on. This play of the mind in metrics, like a shampoo laced with napalm. All the curtains are washed. Home was loomless, cubed in lumens, a white space of flesh existence, voyeuristic neighbours in witness of hiccups and laughter fixations, this glass cage exposed and domestic, Hopkins's pied and peeled May, seen from a child's perspective.